This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A new federal law will make it easier for consumers to know where their food comes from. In less than 2 years, most meat, seafood, fruit, and vegetables will have to have a label reading where it came from. Farmers and some independent ranchers support the new law. But some retailers, wholesalers, food processors, and big livestock companies are working to overturn it. From Overland Park, Kansas, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
The Whole Foods market here is much like the company's 140 other stores across the country. And in fact, it's like most supermarkets. Bright lighting, wide aisles, and a large selection of natural foods make shopping here easy. But Whole Foods believes when customers are selecting their food, they need one other thing: information. The store bombards its customers with details about the food, who produces it, and where it comes from. Standing at the seafood counter, store manager Kobe Reinhardt says his customers expect it.
You can see right on all of these signs whether it is flown in fresh from Hawaii, like this manchong fillet, or whether the freshwater catfish fillet is farm-raised in the cold, clear waters of Idaho. And I think that people do appreciate knowing where the stuff that they're putting into their bodies is coming from.
In the meat department, signs tell customers about the hog farm in Quebec, where the pork comes from, and the sausage maker in Chicago. And in the produce section, every fruit, vegetable, and nut is labeled according to its country of origin. Whole Foods might seem like an extreme case of information run wild, but by 2004, all food retailers in the U.S. may be following its example. A last-minute provision added to the Farm Bill last spring requires producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers to label their products by country of origin.
Somebody out there thought that this was going to be painless. It's not.
John Motley is with the Food Marketing Institute, a trade group that represents supermarkets, other food retailers, and wholesalers. Under rules proposed by the Agriculture Department, the people who produce, process, and sell meat, seafood, and produce will have to keep detailed records allowing products to be tracked from the field to the shelf. Earlier this year, the government estimated it could cost nearly $2 billion to put such a system in place. While Agriculture Department officials now say that figure may be high, it's clear that the way the rules are written, a Made in the USA label will come with a significant cost. Motley says it's a cost that will be borne by consumers.
If you ask the customer, would they like to know where their products come from, the answer is, of course, yes. If you ask them, on the other hand, are they willing to pay 5, 10, 15% more for that product to know that information, their answer becomes very different.
The upscale clientele of Whole Foods may not mind paying a bit more for country of origin labeling. Motley believes that won't be the case for shoppers at chains like Kroger, Safeway, and Albertsons if prices suddenly go up because of the new requirement. In some ways, country of origin labeling is merely continuing a marketing trend well underway. Farmers believe produced in the USA can be a branding and ad campaign that will enhance a product's value, along the lines of Florida oranges, Washington State apples, Vidalia onions, even New Zealand lamb. Fred Stokes heads the Organization for Competitive Markets, a group that represents independent farmers and ranchers. Stokes, a Mississippi cattle rancher, says country of origin labeling can give small U.S. producers a way to compete against cheaper imported beef.
We think that we provide a superior food product, and we're also concerned about some of these food safety issues. As you know, we've had some very large beef and other meat recalls. The source of some of those problems might have been imported product. We think we're better served when the consumer knows where their food comes from.
But large beef producers say country of origin labeling has nothing to do with food safety. They say the USDA already has in place a rigorous system to safeguard food safety, and that imported beef is subject to more stringent inspections than domestically produced beef. The American Meat Institute, which represents U.S. packers and processors, is one of the groups working hardest to have the regulation changed or repealed. That's because American meat packers import beef and pork from Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, and Australia. The group's president, Patrick Boyle, says a package of ground beef may include meat from all of those countries.
So the resulting label on a one-pound package of ground beef could say product of the U.S., Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, and Australia. And the order in which those countries appear on the label have to correspond with the percentage volume that they represent. That's a very, very expensive tracking system to generate a label that, frankly, doesn't mean a whole lot to me, and I don't think means a whole lot to the American consumer.
Opponents will lobby the new Congress seeking to change or repeal the regulation before it becomes mandatory in September of 2004. Until then, it's voluntary. The Agriculture Department, which originally opposed country of origin labeling, now says it's committed to making it work and hopes to get producers, wholesalers, and retailers involved in the voluntary program. So far, no producers, wholesalers, or retailers have signed on. Greg Allen, NPR News, Overland Park, Kansas.